welcome to The Logstat, the Army's premier podcast on all things sustainment, where we analyze new developments, discuss current trends, and forge the path ahead for the next generation of sustainment soldiers. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of The Logstat. I'm your host, Captain Garrett Powell. Let me begin today by asking you, have you ever wished you could have the opportunity to sharpen your sustainment skills with industry partners? I mean, they are the ones on the front lines innovating and developing new techniques for global supply chain management. And what if I told you that one such opportunity does exist, and it affords you the ability to work directly with for a selected industry partner for a one-year assignment? 1 year to gain experience with leading industry innovative practices that you can bring back to the Army Sustainment Enterprise. Talk about a direct way to increase our lethality as sustainers while having some very stable predictability for you and your family. I'm talking about the one and only Train with Industry, TWI, broadening opportunity. But I'm not going to spill all the beans on this incredible program. I'll leave that to my two guests that I have here today with me, Mrs. Carrie Vernon and Captain Anna Martinez. Mrs. Carrie Vernon currently serves as the personnel proponent for the Logistics Personnel Proponency Office, LogPro, and has been a member of the Combined Arms Support Command, CASCOM team, since August 2019. As a lead for the Logistics Branch Training with Industry, she facilitates the Collective Sustainment Center of Excellence TWI portfolio. Prior to this assignment, she served as a personnel proponency specialist for the Psychological Operations Branch, gaining a strong foundation in personnel development and the complexity of managing specialized branch requirements. She coordinates with TWI leads across the Sustainment Center of Excellence, transportation, quartermaster, ordnance, adjutant general, and finance schools to present a unified portfolio to the CASCOM Command General annually. This ensures partner relationships align with current and emerging skill requirements, effectively addressing the operational needs of our branches and the Army as a whole. My other guest for today, Captain Anna Martinez, is a native of Houston, Texas, where she graduated from Texas A&M University in 2017 and was commissioned through OCS in 2018. She is currently an instructor in the Captain's Career Training Department for the Reserve Component of the Army Sustainment University. In 2024, she had the unique opportunity to participate in a Train with Industry program with Deloitte in Rosslyn, Virginia. Previously, she served as a company commander for an Ordnance Advanced Individual Training Company in Battalion Headquarters. She holds a Master of Supply Chain, Transportation, and Logistics from the University of Washington, is certified in Logistics, Transportation, and Distribution, a Project Management Professional, and is currently pursuing an Associate of Applied Science in Accounting. I'm really thrilled to have you both on the show today. Welcome.
Hi, this is Carrie. I really appreciate the opportunity to come talk to you about Training with Industry.
I'm Captain Martinez, and thanks for having me.
So I'm just really happy to have both of you here, both someone who's overseen the program, who's, you know, taking charge and ensuring that our force has the top quality soldiers with the top quality industry partners, as well as someone who just recently went through the program, has some firsthand experience. So it's good to have both of you on the show today to kind of really help us paint an understanding of what this program is, and really what the benefit, not only to the Army, but to the soldier itself. So kind of even to start this whole thing off, Carrie, can you kind of explain to our audience what Train with Industry TWI is? Because I know some people, this might be the first time they ever even heard of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Train with Industry is an amazing opportunity that our service members can apply for. And if selected, they get to spend up to a year embedded with a leading industry expert company. That's their full-time job for that year. But it helps professionally develop the individual in a way that through the organic, traditional assignment and education process for the military that they would not have the opportunity to otherwise.
Awesome. So what kind of, like, I guess, TWI opportunities, or at least is this just for sustainers? Like, what can you more tell us about the program?
No, across the Army, there are approximately 90 opportunities, 37 of which are part of the Sustainment Center of Excellence portfolio. So as you see, we're over a third of the Training with Industry partnership opportunities. Each opportunity is specific to the individual selected background. So for sustainment, those that are in AG, their opportunity is specifically aligned with their skill set. Same thing for, say, ordnance or logistics officers. For logistics officers specifically, since that's what my office manages, we have 4 opportunities for post-KD captains, active duty. The partnerships are with Crowley, ExxonMobil, Deloitte, and FedEx.
Okay, so you focus on the officer side when it comes to training with industry?
Correct, but there are opportunities for warrant officers enlisted also. Those opportunities are, however, managed by each of the specific schools. So if you happen to be an ordnance warrant officer, then ordnance school would manage and be able to give better information on those specific opportunities as an example.
Awesome. Okay. So Anna, can you tell us a little bit about the specific program that you did?
Yes. So I did my TW time with Deloitte in their supply chain and network operations services under their government and public service industry. Most people think of Deloitte as just accounting or audit, but they actually do so much more. They're involved in human capital, cyber, AI and data, engineering, and enterprise technology services. The teams that I was on, they focused on helping both commercial and government clients, improving their supply chain operations using digital tools and innovation.
Can you tell us a little bit more about your experience working with them?
Yeah, so during my time there, I worked on 3 different projects. The first was Deloitte Smart Maintenance and Repair Facility. It's located in Wichita within Deloitte Smart Factory, and they provide an immersive hands-on experience that demonstrate the advantages of a tailored maintenance, repair, and overhaul solution, otherwise known as MRO. The facility combines MRO trends and Industry 4.0 technologies to increase their productivity, performance, and cost savings. Some of the facility's capabilities include things like a digital thread, digital tracking, and machine conditioning monitoring, additive manufacturing, dynamic scheduling, augmented reality, and workforce development. The second project I was on was with the Army Talent Innovation Directorate, where I helped build a Power BI dashboard to analyze data from their career mapping and succession planning tool. This was a great experience, not just because of the technical side to it, but because I got a chance to brief senior leaders at Deloitte, including partners and managing directors. The third project was with the Submarine Workforce and Industrial Base, working on their enterprise integration team. That gave me a lot of insight into how the Navy is working to expand and modernize the submarine industrial base. It really broadened my understanding of how the other service collaborates with industry to meet the national defense priorities.
And you really got into a lot of different and unique programs there, especially when it comes to data. And I know data is the driving factor in company in the sustainment world now with data visualization. So just a unique opportunity that you got to really not just see it from the Army side, because I know we're trying to today's world really see how we can integrate data and help us in our supply chain. But you really got to see it from someone who's doing it in the civilian sector, who's really taking the charge with that. So you garnered these skills that now you can bring back to the force, especially with you being an instructor now at the career course. You can be like, hey, this is how I did it in the civilian world. Hey, this is some of the way you may be able to apply it into the Army. And that's part of the whole goal of this program.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, I think it's the equivalent to AI. It's like the new words that everybody is focusing on, AI and data analytics, which, you know, of course, I think our force needs to start integrating a little bit better.
So as I want to continue to, of course, get into just this overall, the impacts of training with industry, one thing I know is that's going to be on some listeners' minds is like, okay, you mentioned, so they have to be post-KD captains, because I know we're going to focus on today, really this episode, on the officer side. As you had mentioned, the NCOs and the warrants, they're all managed by their schools.
As well as AG and finance.
AG and finance. Do you know, what is the rank? Is there a rank requirement for those as well?
So it depends on the school and the opportunity. So as far as your primary enlisted, you're looking at staff sergeant and above. For warrant officers, W-2 and above, and then for the commissioned officers, captain. Again, to speak specifically for the logistics, the 90 Alpha captains, Every year when the MILPER is published to announce the opportunity to apply for the program, for those four opportunities at least, you would be within a targeted year group. For this past year, it was year groups 19 and 20. So for those that are considering it for next year, if you're in year group 2021, you're going to be in your primary group. But don't be discouraged if you're not a 2021 year group captain. You know, being 19, 18, you're still highly competitive and will still be considered. The reason for the primary year group is due to your professional timeline. If you're in those targeted year groups, you're less likely to have to defer anything in the future due to utilization.
Okay. So it's very good in there that you know, there is a targeted year group, and that's just because of, and we'll get into more of it later, just how this affects your career timeline.
Yeah.
So how do they apply?
Again, each branch does it a little differently because each school manages their specific opportunities. For 90 Alphas, however, you would submit your application to our office in the Logistics Personnel Proponency Office. Typically, the deadline is the end of June, first part of July. Again, due to timeline, it's so that we get ahead of that move cycle, and those selected officers, if they're in that next market, they would be pulled out if selected for the opportunity. All of the applications are received, and then we hold a board here at CASCOM to select those primary and alternate select officers to participate in each opportunity.
Okay. And you said, so there's currently those four industry partners that you could work with. Are those always the same, or do they change?
Each year, our entire portfolio, all 37 opportunities for sustainment, are relooked, so to speak, and presented to the commanding general for input as far as current and forecasted skill requirements that Training with Industry could help mitigate in order to bring that experience back to the force. So while they are relatively stable, they will fluctuate a little bit from one year to the next.
Okay. And when you do this program, you get a utilization tour.
Correct. You actually incur an additional service obligation, an ADSO. It's 3 years for the 1 year that you partner with industry. However, 2 years of that is your utilization assignment. So it's not 2 years on top of the three-year ADSO. The 2 years is part of that three years. But your two-year utilization is embedded in a position that's coded specifically for participants with Training with Industry. And that's so that you come back and this new experience that you have is injected to best capitalize on that experience to, you know, improve the force of tomorrow.
Okay. So, hey, for instance, yeah, Cam Martinez, she went did her TWI and now she's an instructor at the career course. Do they all become instructors at the career course?
No. So depending on the branch will depend a little bit on where the individual serves their utilization assignment. But for the 90 Alpha officers, the majority of positions are here either at CASCOM proper, like an FFID, or at ASU, the Army Sustainment University, as an instructor. But again, it's not one cookie cutter. There are positions across the force.
Okay. Well, that's definitely good to know that, because I know when someone who's interested in this opportunity, I know, okay, these are the opportunities where I could do the program at, but this is also where I have my utilization tour. So it's good to know that there's, and that's where we'll kind of get into right now is some of that, the partnership. Like, how is this partnership beneficial to both the Army and the civilian industry?
So I will add, as far as utilization assignments, they are all at higher echelon organizations. So the person coming back really has the opportunity to relay that great information that they gain to systems, whether they're helping with doctrine and training or if they're actually working on contracts. Whatever the utilization assignment is, they're in a position that can really help benefit the force in a relatively timely manner.
So then, I guess, going back to it, like, where do you see the benefit in this partnership?
For the individual, the benefit is they get a year of being tied directly with an industry leader, which is that alone, it's such a unique and amazing experience. But they gain an experience that they would never get just through traditional Army assignment, regardless of what level the individual's assigned. So it's such a, I just can't say it enough, it's such a unique and great opportunity. But it gives the individual a better understanding of today's knowledge, right? Because civilian industry can react in a more timely manner to the new innovative technology that's coming on the force. If they were still within a traditional assignment, it's going to be a couple of years at best, probably, before you're going to see that in the force, whereas civilian industry is piloting a lot of that technology. As well as, let's be honest, working with a civilian organization is different than working with a military organization, because how you interact in meetings is very different also. In most military scenarios, you're going to be more structured, timely. The job is to get in and get it done and be effective. Whereas in the civilian sector, it's much more nuanced on a personal level. Benefits to the individual is, you know, it's just a unique opportunity that sets them aside from their peers. From the industry perspective, they get that energy from these highly talented officers or service members, depending, but specifically for the 90 Alphas. You're really talking about top-tier officers that are selected to participate in these programs. And so the industry gets this fresh perspective that they may not get, because the officer comes in and they see things differently because they haven't been looking at it every day from the organizational perspective. But it is great, right? I mean, as a testament, had I known about training with industry in your, you know, hindsight's 2020, right? When you're middle-aged and you're past it, whatever. It's like, if it was my child that was eligible, absolutely, it'd be like, oh, pursue this opportunity.
So what can you, what can you kind of say with the benefit that you saw for yourself?
Yeah, so I think that it's a mutually beneficial partnership between the Army and whatever corporation is on the list. I think for me as an officer, I was able to see how senior managers oversee day-to-day operations and they lead these functional teams. And then I also saw how managing directors drive the strategy and they manage these large programs or these client portfolios and how those partners shape the long-term vision. I mean, obviously, we see this every day while you are in a meeting or seeing the interactions between field-level officers. But being able to see it in the civilian side, it's a lot more fast-paced because you have client requirements, whether those clients are government or if they're a civilian entity. It's still fast-paced. People know what they're doing. You see how leaders come together from all different, scattered all over the world, and they're able to accomplish their goals for that client. And I think what I bring back from Deloitte is I was able to apply clear communication methods. I'm better at structuring teams now, and I'm a lot more insightful on how to strategically plan. And on the other side, Deloitte was able to get a deeper understanding of Army operations and the unique challenges that we face as a logistics corps or officer corps or NCO corps, even the warrant officers. There was a few projects in those. That insight helped them tailor their services, technologies, and business strategies to better support us and other defense clients. I truly believe that it's a two-way exchange that helps both sides grow much stronger.
I think what's great for, if specifically for your, and you in your position right now as an instructor at the career course, because you're teaching like in the reserve component. So you're teaching soldiers who are out in the civilian industry and they have a civilian job, but they're also in the reserve. So you're really able to help bridge that connection, because you just went through training with industry. You learned some of the way the civilian industries are doing things in the sustainable world. So now you can help provide guidance and feedback where someone who's an instructor who didn't have that opportunity may not be able to connect, where you can actually build this connection now. Be like, hey, because you might have a soldier or a student in your class who just happens to work for the company. That's their day-to-day job, but it's also in the reserves. So now you can build these connections, and now you can apply to, hey, this is how they do it. This is how we can apply that for the Army now. So that's just an awesome opportunity that you have now as an instructor.
Yeah, that's correct. I truly believe that there's a difference in the military lingo and then like consulting lingo and civilian lingo. And so just being able to learn a little bit of everything has been very, very helpful.
So one thing I just thought of, but like when you're going through and you're looking at candidates, is there something, and for those who apply, is there something you're looking for? So we're looking for the top tier, high class, specifically for us, we're talking about today, the officer side. Is there anything that you're looking for when it comes to candidates and like who should apply?
Well, obviously, KD complete. But to state that, you don't have to be KD complete when you apply. You could be in command. You just need to be complete with your command prior to reporting to your host partner if selected. I'm not sure I stated this earlier. Our 37 positions within sustainment are for active duty service members. So since Captain Martinez is instructing for the reserve career course, unfortunately, her officers would not be able to apply for one of these 37. Every year we have a few that reach out because, again, an amazing opportunity, but unfortunately, we can't consider those officers for these specific opportunities. As far as what we look for, obviously, you need to have a background, or hopefully you have a background in the skill that you're applying for. So let's use Crowley as an example. If we have two light candidates that apply for Crowley and they both have solid history with their OERs, they both have a similar educational background, they're both a similar timeline as far as the officer where they are in their professional timeline. The individual that has experience in petroleum operations would eke out over an individual that, say, has zero petroleum operations experience. So there's not really a here's what's looked for. A lot of it is industry-specific opportunity experience. Not experience, but that might make one officer more competitive than another.
Yeah, and I think that's very good to bring up. And it's good that you brought up, like, hey, this is only for active duty service members. So it's good to have that, we have the understanding of that. But also it's like, well, I've been in this unit that does petroleum. I already have an understanding of how that works compared to someone who has zero experience. Like then the industry would have to teach them just the basics to even get them started. So it's good to have, if you have a background in something and you can help when you get to that company, you already have that background knowledge where you can actually hit the ground running.
For sure, if you have the experience in your background, you're going to have a lower learning curve. But also, there are some people that are just really in love with function X. We'll use petroleum as the example. If you're studying on your own, even though you don't have the experience on the military side, per se, in a petroleum unit, but yet you're furthering your own education on your own time, in a field or a area that would lean itself towards that, that will also, you know, I mean, that puts you higher in the running then also. We've had individuals come back from training with industry that didn't even realize they loved a field so much until they partnered with one of the host partners. And returning, that's all they wanted to do, which unfortunately, as you both know with the assignments, you don't have the luxury of only doing one job because, you know, eventually we all do something staff also, right? But in the future, that might change also. So stay tuned on many things, right?
So I think it's just a great segue get into like some of the benefits to someone's career with this program. And then also, is there really any cons? I know I don't like to use the word con, but of course, there's always good and the bad with any decision that you make in life. So what can you tell us about that?
Yeah, as far as participating with training with industry, you not only get that unique experience that provides, you know, significant lasting benefits to your career, because it is a broadening experience and it helps you become exposed to other leadership mindsets that then help you develop. As far as a con, the only con I could really see would be that you are committing when you apply, you're really committing to the next 5 years of your life. From the time applications are due to individuals selected, reporting with industry, and then serving your utilization and service obligation, that's 5 years. But it's, you know, you have to look at your own goals. If you think that perhaps you're looking to leave active duty in the next 2 years due to family constraints or goals, then it's not a program for you. But if you're in for the long haul and you think you're going to stay in the Army for 5 years anyway, absolutely apply. The only con I can see, like I said, is if you're not sure time-wise, if 5 years from now your goal is to still be in uniform in active duty, then it may be something to look at a little differently. Another pseudo con would be that if you are in the window and you're selected for resident ILE, but you're still serving your utilization assignment, you may have to defer that assignment for a year just to meet your utilization and then go to ILE.
And that's the things that we always have to be aware of when we're going, and that's with any broadening opportunity, is that it could change your timeline. You said it's not a con, it's just it's a fact of, hey, you have to maybe readjust. But the benefit's there. Like, you are really just gaining that knowledge that you would not in the operational force. So yes, while this broadening opportunity, like really any broadening opportunity, could take you away from the operational force, you're becoming more specialized in just understanding whatever that company specializes in that you're not going to gain in the operational force. And not only that, you get family stabilization. So if you're running constantly, it gives you a chance to have some of that family stabilization, especially right in your mid-career as being a post-KD captain. So I think that's a great benefit people should take.
Yeah, and an added benefit even for training with industry is when the host partner opportunity is reviewed annually, your utilization assignment is already projected. Again, with any assignment in the military, it's always subject to change based on needs of the military. However, when you apply, say, for Deloitte this year to participate in 2026 through 2027, you know where your utilization is most likely going to be done. So there again, for planning as a individual, you can say, hey, you know, go home and talk to your spouse and be like, I would love to apply for this. This is the benefit to my career. And here's what I can present as so that your family knows also planning wise.
That predictability is so critical.
Yeah.
And this is just a fun benefit. But when you're doing these programs, are you wearing a uniform every day to work, or are you wearing civilian clothes?
Civilian clothes.
Well, and there you go. There's a benefit right there. You have a year of just, you don't have to wear a uniform for a year. Just walk in, just wear your suits, whatever the nice business attire is. So,
but make sure that you also represent logistics proudly.
And it might sway somebody. You could just be in your civilian attire.
Oh, 100%. It goes back to what an amazing, unique experience. It's, I don't know. I'd sign up today if I could.
So, Anna, I mean, from your perspective, your firsthand experience?
So I have my master's in supply chain, but being able to see and learn on the ground versus just a textbook made a world of difference. All these concepts that I knew about, all these things, finally, like, I was able to see it firsthand, and that was so unique to me, and that was something that I will always cherish. But the other thing, too, was the RFP process. We know that it's a very long process in the military. And so I was able to see it from the perspective of Deloitte as the person that is trying to win these requests. So just being able to sit down and see what the RFP team is doing so that they can win government contracts was really eye-opening. Again, it goes back to understanding the needs of the Army, but also the needs of civilian entities. And then I think the other big thing is just networking. Deloitte has a giant network of Army veterans. So just being able to connect with people that, hey, they did company command in at Fort Lee, or they were a battalion commander at Fort Lee. It was very eye-opening that, okay, this is what my life can look like 20 years from now when I know that I'll eventually have to close the doors in the Army.
So we've talked a lot about benefits to the Army. We've talked about benefits to the career. We talked about some benefits to the civilian sector. But specifically, I want to look at, what are some of the benefits to a unit that received someone who had attended this program?
Yeah, a unit gaining an officer coming back, not just an officer, any service member that's returning from TWI, they get a lot of benefits, actually. The individual has a unique mindset because they just came back from this fast-paced, you know, leading experience as far as, like, new technology, new thought processes. They have a fresh perspective on their own position, as in, regardless of what their job is, again, because the statement, we have more than just logistics, but whatever your field is, you have that fresh view of, wow, this is how we've always done it in the Army, in their short careers, at least. This is how they know it's always been done. But this is how this leading industry partner is doing it. And they can bring some of those practices back and at least recommend them to further benefit the unit. They also gain, you know, better communication skills and probably more strategic thinking. And as Captain Martinez mentioned, contracting, right? Because in a lot of these companies, you're doing contracts rapidly, not over the course of the next quarter. So it's probably a new way to look at things that then gets passed along to that unit gaining the individual.
I think you really highlighted a good point there, is because we get stuck in life. So this is the way we've always done it, where you can then bring a fresh perspective into the unit you just came, that you're about to go into, or unit that's receiving you, that even though you've done it this way for so long, is maybe a new and improved way of doing it to save us time, energy, just more efficient way of doing something. So,
but you know, that goes both ways also, because you asked earlier as far as benefits to the industry that is hosting our individuals, they get that fresh perspective, and this is how we've done it in the Army, right? And so the individual may be able to pass along some of our best practice as well, so that we're compounding the capitalization between the two operations.
Exactly. I mean, do you have anything on Anna from your perspective? Which I know you just left the TWI program or left the industry, and now you just got to teach. I mean, you're fresh into the gate now from leaving that.
Yeah, I think for me, the biggest benefits of what the unit receives is just how companies use data to drive the ability to make decisions. I think as we're in LISCO now, data is going to drive the decisions for every little aspect of things, and also just applying technology to improve our operations, just because we're so technologically integrated now in this new age that if we don't start adapting these, then I think we'll be behind the curve.
What advice do you have for those who are interested in the program?
From the personnel proponency office perspective, I would advise people to look at where you are today and where do you want to be, you know, 5-10 years from now in your career. And that helps you then decide if that 5-year obligation, you know, meets your own personal wishes and trajectory. But if you are looking at and interested in applying to TWI for one of the opportunities available, apply early. Don't wait until maybe you have progressed out of the window where it fits your professional timeline.
I think you need to understand what you really want out of the experience. Each partner offers something completely different, so you have to pick one that aligns with your goals the best, and then be ready to step outside of your comfort zone. It's a complete 180. So You have to be willing to learn, have to be willing to ask questions, and have to be humble when you're coming in. And you're going to be in a corporate environment where things work very differently from the Army, but that's the point. It's an opportunity to grow, learn, and bring something valuable back to the force.
So where can I go, or where can anybody go, to find more information out on this program?
For branch-specific information, for logistics, if you go to asu.army.mil and click on the LogPro link, you'll be able to find information for the 90 Alpha specific opportunities. And if you're one of the other sustainment service members, then you could go to the CASCOM site at cascom.army.mil and click on the link for whichever school manages that opportunity. Also, HRC has a section that manages all TWI. So you will be able to go to HRC's website also for the latest and greatest information on TWI in general, not just the sustainment opportunities.
Okay. Then we'll definitely make sure to have those in the show notes so it's easy for people to get to those links, be able to find more information out on these specific programs. So one thing that I always ask all my guests, I always like to close out with, is like, from your perspective, like, what advice do you have for the sustainment community? And I'll start with you, Gary.
I would say apply. We love to get people interested, and hopefully as our force continues to develop as far as career tracks, one of these opportunities fits into your future goals and you can have the opportunity to participate.
Anna?
I think we need to invest in people. We need to develop agile sustainers who understand not just how to execute, but how to lead in complexity or complex environments. The future fight won't allow for slower reactive logistics, which we already know. But I think we need to start being proactive, precise, and resilient. And that starts with how we train, how we think, and how we challenge the status quo.
Thank you so much for both of those insights. This has just been an awesome, great conversation we've had today. Truly had an opportunity to explore the Train with Industry program. I know we focus in on the 90 Alpha perspective of it, but it's just for any branch out there, this is just a great opportunity to get involved with. While you have to be able to plan ahead and, hey, will this fit into my career timeline? That's the same with any broadening opportunity. You have to take those into consideration. But what are the true benefits? I mean, you are going to become just fully integrated into this industry, learn from them. They're going to be able to learn from you. We can build those partnerships to be able to then take these best practices and you can bring it back to the force. So I really highly implore someone to, if you're interested in this, to check these programs out, because you've both painted a great picture for the audience today. I truly thank you for that. Be able to just highlight what this program is, and then Anna, be able to walk us through from your perspective and how that's impacted yourself and your career. But so where can people find you if they have any additional follow-up questions? Carrie?
My email on Outlook is carrie.vernon2. It's carrie.vernon, V as in like Mount Vernon 2.civ. And same thing on Teams. Just hit me up anytime you have a question. Hopefully I can answer. And if not, I'll get you in contact with the individual within sustainment that can better help.
Anna?
I'm Anna G. Martinez and number 4 on Global.
Awesome. Well, thank you both so much for just taking the time to come in today and really provide our listeners with insights into the Training with Industry program. This is truly a unique opportunity that is available, and I really, really highly implore any listener out there that is interested to apply for this program. You'll acquire some technical skills that will be invaluable to the force and gain experience with leading industry innovative practices that will make you a force multiplier in any unit that you'll serve in.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you both again, but that is all we have today, folks. Be on the lookout for when the next TWI Milper message drops this upcoming year for the next TWI cohorts. As always, sustainment leaders start here. See you next time. Thank you for listening to another episode of The Logstat. We hope you enjoyed today's conversation. Please share this episode across your formation and leave us a review. If you have a topic you like here discussed, then please reach out to us at armysustainment@army.mil or directly to me on Global at garrett.h.pyle. Follow us on Facebook, X, and LinkedIn at Army Sustainment. We'll see you next time. Sustainment leaders start here.